Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Toldos, Tufshin Ayin Zayin. We would like to take this opportunity to dedicate this week's shiur Lezecher Nishmas Basia Bas Menachem and Lefua Shalema Menachem Moshe Ben Basia. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha that Yitzchak called his son Esav and he said to him, I would like to give you a bracha. The Torah tells us in Perichav Zayin, Pasuk Yud, Vayikras Esav Bnei HaGadol Vayemer Elov. He called him and he said to him, I would like to give you a bracha. And the pasuk concludes in pasuk Dalet, Ba'avur Tvarechecha Nafshi B'Tarem Omos. I would like to give you a bracha before I go, before I die. And the Mefarshim all ask, why is it that Yitzchak Avinu felt that he could give Esav a bracha? Why did he want to give Esav a bracha? What did he see in Esav to give him a bracha? And of course, the Torah tells us that in the beginning of the parasha, that Vayigdalu Hana'orim, the children grew up, Esav and Yaakov grew up, and they grew up in the same way. Rashi points out that until their bar mitzvah, they were the same. They went to Cheder, they learned, they both were masmidim, they went to Avos Ubanim, they davened with Kavana, and they were good Cheder Yingluch. It was only after bar mitzvah that Yaakov Avinu went to his way, and Esav Rachmanu Litzlan went to his way. So why was it that Yitzchak, after all of this time that Esav had established himself as a Rasha, why was it that Yitzchak felt that he should give a bracha to Esav? What bracha did he want to give him? What was he trying to do? The truth is, if we look deeper, we have to understand who Esav was. Rashi brings and Chazal tell us that Esav used to ask his father, Shilas, Ketzad Ma'asrin Melech, how does one take off miser from salt? We know that you do not have to take off miser from salt. It's not a food. It's not one of the things that need have miser taken off of it. Why did Esav do this? As the Torah tells us, Kitzayid Befiv. Because he was somebody who liked to fool others. He was somebody who liked to trick others. Therefore, he tried to trick his father as well. What is the midah of Tzayid Befiv? Where does it come from when a person wants to trick other people? Why does he want to trick other people? Perhaps we can say that Esav turned to Tar B'Sra. Esav went and he turned himself off. He went to become a Rasha. As we know, he served Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. He had done all of the terrible Averis. Kitzayid Befiv, he was a trickster, he was a liar. Why did he employ those tactics? Why does the Torah call him that? Because at the bottom of his midas, and the reason why he was a Tzayid Befiv, was because he was an Atzlan. He was somebody who was lazy. A lazy person likes to take shortcuts. A lazy person tries to do as little as he can, and in as little time as possible, accomplish as much as he can. An Atzlan, somebody who's lazy, doesn't put in the time necessary to grow, to accomplish, to build. Esav was an Atzlan par excellence. Esav was somebody who is lazy, who epitomized laziness. And therefore, he employed methods in order to get his way, in order to cut corners. Case in point is when the Torah tells us that he comes in from hunting. Hunting is also a method of Atzlus, being able to quickly get something, kill it and take it. Esav comes in to Yaakov Avinu and he sees Yaakov Avinu is cooking lentils and he says, what's going on over here? He says, our grandfather Avram Avinu died. Oh, I want to eat. Esav wanted to skip the process of cooking, of preparing, of eating. And as Chazal tells us, he said, oh, Avram died? Less din v'less dayan. There's no judge, there's no judgment. How is it possible that a great tzaddik like Avram Avinu would die? I thought he would live forever. No, says Esav. He got punished. In his mind, Avram Avinu was punished. He died. Therefore, must be everything is nothing. Give me everything I can have right now. I'm not going to even try to waste my time. And that spurred on his atzlus. That spurred on his rishus. Looking down at the birchus Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu, the Torah tells us, called in Esav, and he said to him, Esav, go and prepare a seuda for me. go and take the things that I like, it's painstaking. It's delicacies that I like to eat that are not taken care of in just 1 minute. They're delicacies that need to be prepared over a large amount of time. You can't just throw it into the microwave and prepare it. What did Esav do? He went out and he tried to do it. But what did Chazal tell us? Chazal tell us that day he wasn't able to catch anything. He wasn't able to prepare anything. And he killed the dog. And he brought that dog, Rachman al-Latzan, to Yitzchak Avinu to eat. Yitzchak Avinu thought that if he's going to give Esav this mitzvah, he'll be able to be mechaper. He'll be able to show a new derech of patience, of savlonus, of amelus, of trying to toil, of trying to really work hard to get to a goal. And with that, he would be zeicha to the brachas. Esav HaRasha showed that it's not possible. He has to take the shortcut. He has to go the quick way. And as we know, in Avodas Hashem, the quick way never works. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, Ishtam Yoshev Holim, the Torah tells us, we know from Chazal, that he went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber for 14 years to learn before he went to go get a wife. Yaakov Avinu is the quintessential Amal. He's the quintessential toiler and schwitzer. And for that, Yaakov Avinu was the Bechir Sheba Avos. Yaakov Avinu became an Av in Klal Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, we live on his chus until today. A good Shabbos.